When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. The funniest thing happened last week. I did the episode talking about grace over grind. In this same week, literally that episode came out Monday and I recorded it on Monday. I want to say maybe like Wednesday or Thursday, I got an email regarding a very prestigious organization that wants to partner with Blessed and Bossed Up. And I'm sitting there when I got this email and was like, what? But what specifically stood out, because it's not about the magnitude of the other party in this potential partnership. It was the detail of the email where it was like, hey, such and such is looking to partner with you. Are you interested? This isn't going to go through the traditional channels or the normal way that we go about these partnerships. This company, this organization, actually reached out and requested you by name. It was the requested you by name, and then this isn't going to go through the traditional method that got me. And also, this is for a long-term partnership and a length that is, I wouldn't say unique, but it's not the norm to have a partnership of this length when it comes to podcasting, at least not up front. And I just, the song, He Knows My Name, just started playing in my head and I just started singing it horribly out loud because I had just got on this platform and told you guys about how grace will take you farther than grind. And these episodes are not just for you, but these episodes are for me. I'm communicating messages that I'm receiving in real time. I'm communicating revelations that I'm getting in real time, wins and losses in real time. And this blessed me so much. And I couldn't wait to get on here and record the next episode because it's just another testament to where God is putting our names in the mouths of people in high places, where there are partnerships and client opportunities, jobs, resources, things that are not going to make sense, that are not going to go through traditional channels that God has for you in this season. And there are things that are going to be given to you, people who are going to seek you out, not as a result of anything that you did, not as a result of any type of effort, but simply a result of God's unmerited favor on your life, His grace. Now, this ain't no prosperity gospel we work in so that we could get things from God type of message that I'm trying to give you. Like, no, go ahead and dead that right now. But I'm speaking to specific individuals who are in a season right now where you're in that battle for new territory, where you're seeking God like never before, where God is changing some things on the inside of you and you're not understanding why he's doing that, where you're the most faithful that you've ever been, but you feel hard pressed on every side, where you're continuing to cry out to God, but it seems like he's far. When you're not understanding how people who are not living righteously and doing business God's way are getting ahead, I'm speaking to the person who's in that frustrating space, that space of you feel like you're being crushed, that space where God is removing everything that makes you feel comfortable, safe, and secure. You're in this frustrated space where you know it's God, but you can't understand how something that is in alignment can cause you so much anxiety at the same time. And I'm talking to this particular person because I believe it's in this space that the enemy does his best work. Because it's in this season that God draws us near. It's in this season where God reprograms us. It's in this season where we're supposed to cling to him as our safe space, as our place of refuge. But instead, because it's a frustrating space at the same time, the enemy wants to use it to call distance. So something that is supposed to breed closeness starts to drive a wedge because we're allowing our emotions and our feelings to cloud our discernment in this season. And I'm going to deviate from my notes a little bit. For any of you guys who find yourself in this space, again, I said the enemy does some of his best work in this position that we often find ourselves in as God prunes us. But I want you to use this not as an opportunity to allow your disappointment to take root, but as an opportunity for you to exercise a new level of dependence on God. I was talking to a friend about this, and we were talking about similar conversation where I talked on the episode about the battle for new territory. And I was saying one of the hardest things about this journey for me, even after years and years of being committed to the Lord, I'm an independent woman learning how to be dependent on God. But I feel like in this season, for many of us, there's a divine reprogramming taking place. And that's actually the title of today's episode. Program, by definition, in the verb sense, means to predetermine the thinking, behavior, or operations. When something is reprogrammed, it means to program anew, to revise, or to write a new program for. And as I was preparing for this episode, that's what God was showing me, that a lot of you are in this season. A lot of us are in this season where God is reprogramming us. He's changing our default setting. How you used to do things is not going to work for this new level of glory he's taking you to. Even if how you used to do things worked for a season, even if how you used to do things was in alignment with what God said, the seasons are changing. I was praying the other day and I just kept feeling there's a new season happening right now. There's something in the atmosphere right now that I can't fully explain. Yeah, the seasons are changing naturally. We're going from summer to fall, but there's a season that's being changed in the lives of believers as well. And it made me think about one of my favorite scriptures in Amos 9:13-15. It says, "Yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast that your head will swim, one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people in Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so." And this scripture came to mind as I was praying because I believe that this is the season that many of us as believers are walking into. But where we are right now, it feels nothing like that. It's frustrating. It's isolating. It feels lonely. But again, instead of allowing those emotions to overtake you, I'm proposing to you to look at that loneliness as love. And I know that they may make you feel a certain type of way, like, "Tatum, I don't like this kind of love. This kind of love don't feel good." But God is a perfect parent. And if for those of you guys who are parents, how many times have you had to do something in love and discipline your children in love and they don't like it, but it was still good parenting? So you may not like God's methodology, but it is his methodology, and his ways are above our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and it's still for our good. So instead of seeing what the enemy wants you to see, which is loneliness, I want you to see the love in what God is doing.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
When preparing for this episode, I was taken to Hebrews 12, and verse 1 and 2, it says, and the subject for this says, God's discipline proves his love. It says, therefore, we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated on the place of honor beside God's throne. And in verse 2 in particular is the one that I was drawn to. So it says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Remember in previous episodes, we talk about going from glory to glory and how each level of glory is making us more like Christ. And here in Hebrews 12 and 2, it reveals Christ as the perfecter of our faith. When we look up the word perfect as a verb, it means to bring to its final form. Scripture tells us that Jesus is the author of life. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So when I talk about this divine reprogramming, and the reason why that's the title of this episode is because I want to provide you with an alternative perspective that could silence some of those emotions that I know you're feeling, that can silence some of those thoughts that the enemy may be bringing up. It doesn't feel good to be reprogrammed. It doesn't feel good to be rewired, to be rewritten, but he's the author. So this new level of glory is not just submitting to Jesus as our Savior, but also surrendering to his penmanship so that he can write you a new foundation. Many of us, we are who we are for many reasons. It could be your upbringing, your socioeconomic status. It could be your family environment. It could be different things that you have found yourself in your childhood. Whatever it may be, life has made us into who we are. But he saw us before he formed us in our mother's womb. We were set apart before we were formed in our mother's womb. There's a purpose for our life before the beginning of time. And that's what he's trying to rewrite and reprogram in this season. So I hope that as I explain this, that your perspective is shifting a little bit in order to push you closer to him. And again, not causing that distance, but I want to push you into a new level of dependence on him. There's a divine reprogramming happening in this season that's necessary for us to get to what's described in Amos 9:13-15. Are you going to submit to it? Are you going to get rid of what you expected this season to be so that you can experience the fullness of what it's supposed to be? Can you lay down your expectations and your perceptions on how God is supposed to bring things about enough so that his will could be done? Can you sacrifice your own comfort in order to be the clay and he be the potter? Can you do that? A few months ago, I was sitting on my back porch and I just finished praying, I believe, and I was journaling. But in this particular time, I was just drinking my coffee, just kind of chilling and listening to the birds chirp, smelling the fresh air, just getting my mind right before the kids wake up, my husband wakes up, and we kind of start our busy days. And I remember sending a voice note to a group chat, and I was like, man, God is showing me that I'm right there. He's showing me a new season of a different pace. He's showing me how he's going to continue to bless me and take me to this new level of glory, but I'm not going to be walking in it the way that I've walked through previous seasons. I'm not going to have to grind as much. I'm not going to have to work as much. Like, he's releasing some things and I could feel it. I could see it. I could taste it. But I was not in that space in that moment. That was actually quite opposite to everything that was going on around me at that time. God was showing me the pace of grace in this vision. But my reality in that time was just going through a lot, being hard pressed, being strained financially, being confused and feeling inadequate about some of the things he was calling me to do in business. It wasn't adding up. What he was showing me and where I was not adding up, but I chose to believe that reality. I chose to have faith and chose to surrender to however it is he needed me to get there, or whatever it is he needed me to go through or learn in order to get there. But the reality is the process isn't always pretty. And I found myself, even in my own frustration that I'm describing that and trying to add language to how you all may feel, these are real feelings that I have as well. And I remember, I'm like, God, I get it. I am excited about what you have for me. It just makes my heart leap thinking about this new level of glory, thinking about this new pace, thinking about how you want for me to be able to slow down and focus on my family while I'm not sacrificing my business. I love that for me. And I love that you want that for me. But at the same time, I don't know how to operate like that. And I need you to change me from the foundation. Because if not, I'm going to constantly be battling with myself. I'm going to constantly be discontent because while I want what you have for me, how you want me to go about it seems and feels foreign to me. So God, I need you to reprogram me. I need you to be my author the same way you're my savior. And I surrender to you and whatever it is I need to go through, experience, or learn to become more like Christ in this way. So some of you guys, I want you to be honest with God in that same way. Say, Lord, I don't like how this feels, but I trust your judgment. I trust your leadership. I trust you as my guide, my Lord, my Savior, as the one who knows me better than I know myself. I trust you as the Alpha and the Omega. I trust you with my heart, my soul, my ambition, my will, my ways, my family, my emotions. It all. I trust you, God. This is uncomfortable, but I trust you. I feel, but I know that your word is truth. I feel, and my feelings are valid, but they're not facts. What's factual is your truth. And that's what I'm going to believe and what I'm going to walk in. So some of you guys, I want you to say this out loud because to remind yourself and also remind the enemy that he has no place to try to manipulate this space, to try to manipulate this season that you find yourself in, that this is a season where, yeah, it don't feel good, but I'm going to push through to be even more committed to God and his plan. Yeah, this doesn't feel good. However, I'm still in alignment, so I'm going to stay here because I would rather not feel good in the will of God than feel good in the will of the devil. Straight up. I would rather be vulnerable and naked in this space where I'm safe and protected than to have this false sense of protection out there in the wild, wild west, which is the enemy's territory. So that's it for this episode. Again, I hope I provided a sense of perspective for you. I hope that you're able to now fully surrender to this divine reprogramming and accept Christ as an author, just as you've accepted him as a savior. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world. Again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.